Hey Tribe, so today is your weekend motivator, and as promised, what I was talking about this week was this concept of one of the reasons why we end up losing sight of being able to do the work, do the four basics, do the planning, do the things in the middle of the journey. And it's because we spend an exorbitant amount of time visualizing the goal. So sometimes what happens, and this happens in a couple of ways. The first way it happens is we think about this amazing life we're going to have when we lose weight, and all the things are going to change, and we keep dreaming of being in a smaller size, and we think about being, when I weigh this. We do a lot of fantasizing about the goal, which I think is fine to visualize yourself, keep the goal in front of you, and that kind of thing. There is good evidence of seeing yourself there is good for you. But what typically happens is you forget to see yourself doing the things during the week. We spend so much time visualizing this life we're going to have after we lose all of our weight that we forget to visualize the life that we're going to have on the way there. So the other thing that I see is we spend a lot of time so disconnected from the journey, so disconnected from our future self, so disconnected of what that's like, that we spend time, though, fantasizing and visualizing and all the things of not being able to get there. And I want you guys to think, it's like most of you, if I said, all right, just tell me, if I could wave a magic wand, what would you weigh? Almost every woman in here could give me a number. Even if you couldn't give me the exact number, you have some number in your head. It's like, well, if we can wave the magic number, it would be this, or I could at least start here. That is always available to us. And I think what we do is we spend a lot of time going, but that's not going to happen. And I don't even know what she would look like. So we're still spending time with all of those thoughts and stuff and neglecting spending time with the path, spending time with the immediate steps. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to think about what are the things that need to be happening in the next week or two. And this is where you're going to have to watch your perfectionism thinking, some of you. And then you need to visualize yourself doing that work. You need to visualize yourself waking up tomorrow morning and doing your 24-hour plan. You need to spend time visualizing yourself we'll for sure be leaving 2 to 3 bites behind. And then be aware of what you think. Because whatever you think about doing so the things that you think are going to be required in the next few weeks, first of all, is super important. And you take a look at those and you need to be like, am I having fun? Is this doable? Is this the life I want to be? Is this the stuff I want to be doing to create the life that I want? Looking at it like that, because what most of you do is you think about the things you have to do and you think, and it's going to really suck, but I'm biting the bullet. Or you're these are the things I should do. I really want to lose the weight and this is what I have to do. And you guys are thinking about it wrong. You need to think about a vacation. If I was going to tell you, oh my gosh, we're going to Hawaii, and I said, but on the way, oh my God, it's going to suck. When we get there, it's going to be so fucking hot. I've heard it's humid, but we're going to have fun, damn it. If I talked about going on vacations like that, most of you would be like, it's a hell no, I'm not going. You would be dreading the trip. You'd be having a hard time packing your clothes. You'd be wondering why you're spending money on it. I'm like, yeah, we're going, but I've heard the beds suck. There's lots of complaints. I've read some stuff. That is what you guys visualize, what it's going to take to get there. Even if you were going to be packing your clothes, packing really stinks. You have to pick things. You got to roll it. You gotta, put it in your bag. You got to pray to God it's all going to fit in the bag. That is how you guys are describing the journey you have to go on. But if you sit there and you think, I'm going to be making a 24-hour plan. And I'm going to do it unlike I've ever done it before. And I'm going to put shit on there that I actually like to eat. And yeah, I might be afraid, but it will be so interesting to see if I can eat it anyway. We want to make sure that when we're thinking about the things that we're going to do, that we're setting ourselves up to feel like we want to do them. Most of you are putting things on your plan and setting yourself up to not feel like you want to do them. You're making it harder in advance than it needs to be. And so I think that the thing that I want you guys doing is like making sure that how you start describing it, it will be very important for what you decide to put on there. And then once you decide to put on your plans and what you decide to start doing as your immediate action steps for the next few weeks, you have to be visualizing yourself actually following through. We can't just always be thinking about the end result. We can't just always be thinking about how great it's going to be once we get there. We have to create greatness now. We have to learn the process can be fun. We have to see ourselves experiencing it and it being okay. And then you get to like say, and if there's going to be some obstacles, it will be this. And this is how I'll handle it. It will be okay if it feels hard. It'll just be my thoughts. Like the more that we can start doing that work, I promise you, the sooner you're going to be able to lose your weight. Okay, that's my weekend motivator for this week. Y'all slay the weekend. Visualize yourself doing the things you say you're going to do this weekend. You know, get your planning done. Prepare for next week to whatever level you need to prepare at. You know, like if it just means, you know, I'm going to like buy me some protein bars. It's better than the Snicker I've been doing. Whatever it is. Get your head right so that you are like, you know what? I think this is the week that I can be like, this plan, it feels really good to me. I promise you, you will lose weight the more compassionate you are with yourself. It's how I did it. And the more compassionate I was and the more that I met myself where I was at, the more I was willing to also level up. Because I leveled up because I like was like, and we can do this. I felt like a team player. Make sure that you're a team player with yourself. All right, guys, have a good one. Bye.